Hi, everybody. Welcome to the FinOps Nexus. I'm your host, John Meyer. Joining me today is Mike Bradbury, who's a head ninja at FinOps Ninja. And our topic today is, how does FinOps work in the real world? Well, does it work in the real world? Please join me in welcoming Mike to the show. Mike, thanks for joining me.
It's a great pleasure, John. It's a great pleasure. And, you know, FinOps in the real world, it depends what sort of world you inhabit, you know? If you attend FinOps events regularly, if you're a member of the FinOps Foundation, you're on the FinOps Foundation Slack, you're part of our FinOps Connect global group, then you figure, yeah, everybody knows about FinOps. It's a big thing and we're all working on it and all very excited. But you go outside of that world. You go and talk to people in IT organizations, certainly around the UK. Maybe it's not the same in the US. You talk to DevOps engineers and architects. You talk to finance managers. You talk to product managers. You mentioned FinOps. I tell you, 99% of them don't have a clue what it is. They've got no idea what it is. So they can't possibly care about it. And the ones that do care about it, the ones that do know about it, have no reason to care. So in the real world, outside of the FinOps bubble, not many people know about FinOps. And of those who know, not many people care about it. And that's a shame, but I believe it's the truth.
Mike, I agree with you. One of the things that I was talking about last year, and while FinOps was the buzzword last year, and it's still the buzzword this year, I think it's tapering down just a little bit, just like AI is, right? It's the buzz, it's the hype that's going on, is that everybody that's part of the FinOps bubble, and I like how you kind of put it there in a group, understands what it is. But outside of that, they might have heard the word, but they don't understand the meaning. They don't understand the implementation. They don't understand the value of it. And I still think there's a huge part of us that needs to educate everybody on FinOps. But I think going off our topic is like, really, if I understand FinOps, how do I implement it? Or does it really work in the real world?
You mentioned a good point there about AI. I think maybe the hype around Gen AI is subsiding a bit. But if you talk to people about Gen AI, they sort of know it's important. They accept it's important. They figure if they could know more about it, that would be handy. That would be useful in their job and in their career, in their life. The same doesn't apply with FinOps, does it? Yeah, I mean, you could, if you explain to somebody what FinOps is, the likelihood is they wouldn't see any application of it that affected them. They wouldn't see any reason why knowing about FinOps improved their life or improved their career prospects. So I agree with you. The hype around AI may be plateauing. The hype around FinOps may be plateauing. But there is a big difference in those two things because AI is important to many people and they recognize it. FinOps is probably important to many, but they don't recognize it. And so that's a challenge for us. We know FinOps is important. I mean, with the rise of cloud use, and Gen AI is going to drive a lot more cloud use. With more and more people using cloud, more and more money being spent on cloud, it's more and more important to know where that money's going. What are you buying with that spend? And how do you control it? How do you get best value from it? So that's important. And over here in Europe, equally important, maybe for many more important, is every bit of compute you use generates carbon. Along the line, the power to create that compute power, if you like, the energy, is going up in the atmosphere and warming up the atmosphere and making extreme weather events like your hurricane you've got there right now. So, you know, a lot of people really care about this stuff. And FinOps, all right, FinOps isn't going to solve the IT sustainability challenge by itself, but it's a way of looking at how we consume IT dynamically that allows us to bring it under control, understanding what we're paying for, what we're getting for what we're spending, what its value is, and then make some intelligent decisions about whether we need it or not, or what we can do to minimize its impact on the environment. So FinOps is important, and nothing I say today is intended to imply that I don't think it's terrifically important. But I'm just worried that so many people don't care about it. And that's a fact of life right now. Maybe, you know, it's sort of like a religion, isn't it? If you start up a religion, you might be a small group of people who really believe something passionately. But if the masses outside of your little group don't see the point of it or don't buy into it, then your religion is going to die. And I think regrettably, that's possibly the same with FinOps. If it's just left to a little bubble of devotees, and the rest and the masses outside the gate don't buy into it, then it really doesn't have much of a future. And I was a little concerned the other day when I saw the Gartner hype cycle for platform engineering, where FinOps had now reached the peak of inflated expectations, Gartner call it, the peak of inflated expectations. And I think the reason for that is FinOps is so obviously a good thing. It's a simple idea to grasp. Now you've got thousands of small IT transactions. How do you manage them? How do you allocate those transactions to different teams and understand where the money's being spent? So it's a simple idea to grasp. And you can see executives buying into it. Yeah, we really need to do that stuff. Just like executives have bought into Gen AI. Yeah, we really need to do that stuff. So the idea is basically simple, but the reality of FinOps is hard. The reality is hard. Getting engineering teams to tag resources so you can allocate them to thinking. That turns out to be a really hard thing to do in practice. Organizing your cloud spend so you know who's spending the money, who owns it, and getting those people to actually accept ownership and accountability of it turns out to be really hard. And until you can do those fundamental things, you can't really get a lot of value out of FinOps. So you can sort of see why FinOps has got to the peak of inflated expectations, because people say, yeah, we got to do it. It's a simple idea. We must do it. But then they find out it's really, really hard to get anything back out of it. And the next step after the peak of inflated expectations, according to Gartner, is the trough of disillusionment. And I think, unfortunately, that's where FinOps is headed, maybe for the next couple of years in many organizations, the trough of disillusionment. Yeah, we tried FinOps. We had a FinOps team. We had 6 people in it last year. There's only 3 people in it this year. Maybe next year there'll only be 1 or 2 people in it, or 1.5. And I think perhaps, I mean, Gartner's hype cycle implies that all technologies go through this cycle, the trough of disillusionment, before you finally figure out how to make it work. So maybe that's the journey that lies ahead for FinOps. What do you think?
Well, Mike, that actually brings to my other question is, you talked a number of things. Obviously, I want to talk about who cares, and you touched on, obviously, sustainability. Everybody should care, the usage, the carbon footprint that's out there internally. They care about it. A FinOps team like yourself or people like us, we care about FinOps. Outside of that circle, who haven't heard of it, don't fully understand it, we're trying to make them and educate them on caring about it. But really, who else should care about FinOps and implementing it and using it throughout the company and actually doing it successfully without it kind of tapering off?
You know, there's 2 ways of looking at that, I think, John. The first thing is, you know, if the question is, who should care? Who should be interested? Who should be involved? If that's the question.
Besides you and I, right? Because we care about that, yeah. Right? So besides you and I, who else should care about it?
Well, okay. So let's dispense with the idea that we should all care about FinOps, because plainly that's ridiculous. Not everybody. We go outside in the street. 99.9% of the people in that street are never going to care about FinOps. It's got nothing to do with them. But everybody associated with using cloud technologies, I believe, should understand that this requires a different way of managing it. Now, their understanding may not be particularly deep, but I think my approach to it is twofold. First of all, engineers, engineering teams, the guys who architect the cloud workloads, the guys who design the solutions, develop the solutions that use the cloud, they're the guys at the sharp end. They have to buy into FinOps. Sooner or later, they have to buy into FinOps, because if they're designing wasteful solutions that somebody else has to go back to down the line and fix, so they don't burn too much carbon, so they don't burn too much budget, then that's plainly stupid. So the engineering teams have to understand FinOps. Those guys have to care. We have to educate engineering teams and get them to design cost-efficient solutions. I had a great conversation with Anders Hagman a couple of years ago when he was the FinOps manager at Spotify. And he said, our sole focus in FinOps, Mike, we have 400 engineering teams in Spotify. We cannot do all the nice FinOps collaboration, data-driven decision-making, all that sort of stuff. We can't do that stuff in Spotify. It's too big, and we only have too small a team. But what we can do is get our engineers to buy into the idea of cost engineering. Cost-aware engineering. So engineers like to build things. They like to build things that are efficient. So in Spotify, we want them to build things that are performant and cost-efficient. And we continually bang that drum. And that's the limit of our expectation. And I think that that's the first answer to the question, who should care, beside you and me, John? Engineering teams who are using cloud, they should care. Now, then you come into the sort of gray area. Should executive teams care? Should a CTO care? Should a product manager for a digital product, should they care? Should finance teams care? And the answer is, well, in many organizations, perhaps they should. But you can see that also in many organizations, they're never going to. I mean, for example, if you're an executive of a major bank, You're a CTO, a CIO. Are you really going to care about FinOps, or are you just going to say, well, you know what? It's down to the product teams and the cloud teams to work out the most efficient way of doing things. I can't really, in my heart of hearts, I can't see a future where the CTO of a major bank really gives a shit about FinOps, to be honest. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. And, you know, I'd love to be proved wrong. I'd love for you to turn around to me in 3 years, Mike, and say, hey, look, you know, look what's going on. You know, you've got product managers who are mad keen FinOps advocates. You've got finance teams that are big into usage optimization. You've got engineer, you've got executive teams that are really badgering their cloud teams to be more efficient. I would love that to be the case. Somehow, I can't see it.
Oh, Mike, you were talking about you would love to see in the future. I got time for just one more question. And speaking of the future, what does the future of FinOps look like?
You know, what I hope it looks like is we get engineers that are business driven, business oriented. I think gone are the days when you can afford to have DevOps engineers and architects that just build a solution that they think is cool technically. It has to be performant. It has to be cost efficient. It has to be energy efficient. And so I hope we're going to get business driven, business aware engineers, not just cost aware engineers, business aware engineers. I think it's inevitable because we live in a hybrid world. Most IT usage is going to be in in-house data centers for quite a long while yet. So cloud is going to be in the minority in many organizations, the minor part of IT spend. I think we can see TBM, FinOps, ITAM, SAM, all these disciplines designed to manage the value of IT coming together, coalescing into one general IT value management methodology. So that's what I can sort of see in the future. And looking at the Gartner hype cycle, I think the near term, we're going to hit the trough of disillusionment, where there's going to be a lot of people saying FinOps doesn't work. We tried it. It was a waste of time. We're not doing it again. But then I hope we'll come out of that. It might take 3 or 4 years. We'll come out of that, and increasingly organizations will say it's the only way of making cloud effective and efficient.
Mike, I know I said one more question, but I want to jump in there. You talked about where we're at the hype of FinOps. And is there ever a point where you feel that there's a post FinOps, like a company has achieved their FinOps and now they don't kind of call it FinOps anymore. It's just a natural progression of the life cycle within an organization. that they everybody's aware and they kind of don't do all of the methodology behind it?
You know what? I hadn't thought of it quite in those terms, John, but I think you're absolutely on the money there. I think sooner or later, because of Gen AI, because of the enthusiasm of engineers for artificial intelligence, you can see a lot of FinOps being automated. You can see, instead of it conceiving of collaboration between product managers, finance teams, and engineering teams as being people getting together, sharing ideas, making decisions, you can instead see a lot of that stuff being automated. You can see the hyperscalers providing automated structures that are going to help that process, as well as the vendors in the space. So, yeah, I think it will come together. And maybe people will no longer be talking about FinOps or ITAM or TBM. They'll instead be talking about how they get value from IT, whatever its shape happens to be.
Well, Mike, I got to wrap things up. Thank you so much for joining me for this awesome podcast.
My pleasure, John. Have a good one.
Well, everybody, this has been the FinOps Nexus podcast. I was your host, John Meyer, and our topic today was, how does FinOps work in the real world? Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, and notify, because guess what? We're out of here.